Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Get ready to loosen your belt. The Minnesota State Fair has announced 36 official new foods and 9 new vendors for this year's Great Minnesota Get-Together. Spokeswoman Maria Hayden.
There's always a great mix no matter what you're interested in trying. So if you've got a big sweet tooth, there'll be some options for you. If you're more interested in trying a couple new savory options, we've got a lot of great ones.
Fairgoers will have nearly 1,600 menu items to choose from at almost 300 food stands across the fairgrounds. The 2026 Minnesota State Fair runs August 27th through Labor Day, September 7th. If we're going to fix the health insurance crisis in Minnesota, one state lawmaker says it will take a partnership of Washington, D.C. and St. Paul to find solutions. DFL Representative Brad Tabke.
We need real solutions from the federal government and from the state government that allow for universal health care and Medicare for all. And there's a ton of great solutions and opportunities out there. We just have to have the political will in order to get them done for Minnesotans who need help right now.
Tabke says since the affordable tax credits expired, more than 17,000 Minnesotans have dropped their health insurance with MinSure. If you're heading to the cabin this weekend, you'll probably notice higher prices for gas. AAA reports the average cost for a gallon of regular unleaded is now $3.68 across Minnesota. That's about 5 cents higher than Wednesday. Minnesotans are still paying cheaper prices than a month ago when the average was $3.95 a gallon. And a new report from the Minnesota DNR that was decades in the making finds most Minnesota lakes remain healthy for fish and aquatic life. Fisheries research scientist Derek Barr says the study was massive.
Over 1,400 surveys covered 908 lakes across 47 watersheds. In general, across the watersheds that we were able to assess, 77% of those indicated that they were fully supporting aquatic life based on the fish index of biological integrity.
The report is designed to help local partners target future lake protection and restoration efforts. Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. 71 cats were rescued from horrible conditions inside a Sibley County home this week. The Animal Humane Society says the cats were living in unsanitary conditions. Dr. Sarah Lewis is the vice president of veterinary medicine.
We've got some cats that have your typical chronic upper respiratory infection, and some are with having wounds, some abscesses that we are going to need to deal with, some eye injuries, just your basic kind of chronic injuries.
Lewis says it will take time to see how many of the cats can be adopted. Minnesota is one of 37 states and the federal government that have reached a settlement with CVS Pharmacy that resolves allegations that the pharmacy chain submitted false Medicaid claims related to insulin pens. Minnesota is set to receive $850,000. In one day after the Office of Legislative Auditor gave high marks to the voter registration system in Minnesota, Republican leaders are speaking out. The audit showed Minnesota voter rolls had a 99.9% accuracy rate. When it comes to verifying voters, Republicans on the committee pointed out that still leaves 3,800 voters unverified. This is MNN.